Hello?
Hi, my name is Alex. And I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. But first of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes. Okay, perfect.
Like I said, this is a quick survey. And the first question says, what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you properly vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote? If you already voted, please say so.
Can you repeat?
Yes. What are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary elections for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote? If you already 100%. Voted, please say so. I'm sorry?
No, 100% I will.
Okay, so almost certain to vote or probably will vote?
Certain.
Certain to vote, okay. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Democratic, thank you. And just to make sure that we speak with all the ages, okay, what year were you born?
Well, I'm not going to give you any personal information.
No, just the year. We're just asking the year just to make sure that we speak with people with 20 years old, 21 years old, 25, 35, and so on.
1958.
Thank you. Now, next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. Is it you or any member of your house?
Me.
You. Okay. Perfect. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, okay, some public people, okay, like public offices or officers, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, please say so. First person. Joe Biden. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Okay. Is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
What about Chad Klitman?
I have no idea.
Never heard of this? Okay.
Mm-mm.
What about Rodney Jacobs Jr.?
I don't know who it is.
Okay. And what about Barbara Shadius?
I don't know who she is.
Okay, not a problem. Now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidate in your district were Barbara Shadius, Chad Klitman, and Rodney Jacobs, for whom will you vote?
Well,
Barbara, Chad, or Rodney?
I don't know.
You don't know any?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Now, if the election... Okay, but let's imagine something. If the election were held and you had to decide, like, right now, to which candidate would you lean to vote? Barbara Shadius, Chad Klitman, or Rodney Jacobs Jr.?
I can't, because I don't know who they are.
Okay, no problem. Now, still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Now, the first issue, let's see. Now, well, each one issue is most important to you in deciding your vote in the Florida State Legislature. First issue, climate change in the environment. Second, home and property insurance. Next, jobs and wage. Next, education. Next, voting rights. Next, protecting reproductive rights. Next, health care. Next, LGBTQ rights. Or others. Or more than one. So which one of them is the issue most important to you in taking your decision to vote?
Voting rights.
Voting rights. Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes, okay? Thinking in political terms, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative person?
Liberal.
Liberal? Is it very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of school?
Yes. They said from 1st to 11th grade, high school graduated, non-college, four-year college grad. I'm sorry?
PhD? Doctorate?
Doctorate. Oh, okay. Thank you. PhD, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Oh, no. No. Nothing about... No.
Like I said, this is just for verification purposes because they check all the surveys and they make sure that we spoke with a real person.
It's a survey.
The what? I'm sorry?
No, I'm not talking to you. Somebody else.
Okay. Not a problem. So can I just have just your first name? Like
no,
I said, this
I
is
can't.
Just for verification. This is just for verification, okay? And believe me, this is the last question of the survey.
No, I know, but I told you from the beginning no personal information. So I'm not going to give it to you.
Okay, so I'll just leave it there, okay? Thank you. Again, thank you for your time. We appreciate your answers and everything, and have a great evening, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.